Michigan has taken its initial step toward sending aid money to Detroit. The newly formed House Committee on Detroit's Recovery and Michigan's Future approved an 11-bill package. The measures now go to the full state house. But while Governor Snyder supports the current deal, many of his fellow Republicans are balking, especially after the threat of political retribution from the Koch brothers' political network. Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick reports.
Detroit officials have been doing lots of talking in Lansing for the past week, lobbying hard for a state aid package. Kevin Orr, Detroit state-appointed emergency manager and the bankruptcy lawyer in charge of Detroit's historic case, told lawmakers that the city has a reasonable plan to resolve its issues and avoid a long, complicated court battle. But he says that without state funds, that could easily unravel.
To put it bluntly, we need your money.
This isn't your standard aid package, though. It's a bit more complicated. Together, the state and a group of foundations would come up with over $800 million. Not coincidentally, that's the same value that Christie's Auction House has put on the Detroit Institute of Art's world-class collection. The money would backstop the city's underfunded pensions and spare Detroit retirees the kind of severe cuts Orr had threatened. And then, in theory at least, those retirees would approve Orr's controversial restructuring plan, sparing the museum from a potential fire sale. That deal is dubbed the Grand Bargain, and not surprisingly, it has its critics. Some of Detroit's creditors insist the museum's assets are worth much more than $800 million and argue that the city should be forced to sell at least some pieces to pay them off. And then there are the political critics.
People from outstate, of course, feel that it's not their responsibility. They didn't do it. People from the near suburbs are, you know, irritated and resentful of the fact that they have to bail Detroit out. So there's still a lot of hard feelings.
That's State Senator Mike Kowal, expressing the conventional wisdom about how Michigan's non-Detroiters feel about the city's situation. While Republican Governor Rick Snyder backs the grand bargain, some of his fellow Republicans still see giving Detroit any kind of help to be political poison. And now, the Michigan chapter of an influential conservative group is warning those Republicans that a yes vote will have consequences. Americans for Prosperity is the national political action network backed by industrialist billionaire brothers Charles and David Koch. Scott Hagerstrom directs the group's Michigan chapter and says Michigan has given Detroit too much of its money for decades.
It hasn't worked. It's enabled bad behavior, and it needs to stop.
Hagerstrom argues that Michigan taxpayers shouldn't support the grand bargain when Detroit is sitting on an estimated $3 billion in city assets, including its art museum.
They're in bankruptcy. They need to sell those assets first to provide for their retirees before looking for a handout.
Hagerstrom says Americans for Prosperity will tap its deep pockets and activist network to get Republicans this message. If you vote for the grand bargain, we'll make your life difficult in the next election. But despite that, it's not at all clear that Michigan voters outside Detroit do hate the grand bargain. A poll recently commissioned in part by Michigan Radio found that nearly half those voters support the state helping Detroit. And when they learn that money will go to help city pensioners and protect the museum, support swells to a sizable majority, even among Republican voters. Bernie Porn is with Epic MRA, the firm that conducted the poll.
This is not going to in any way, shape, or form negatively impact legislators running for re-election.
Both the deal's supporters and opponents have little time to pressure lawmakers, though. I'm Sarah Swick in Detroit.